If you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a small mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
pitcher.
Or?
Oh, yeah. Not on the water. How you call that? Colony? I don't remember the name.
Do you ever hear tunnel or funnel?
Yeah, tunnel.
Huh?
Like it's a funnel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
switch.
Or something.
A fouet.
Huh?
A fouet, a switch.
Mm-hmm. Or something that made out of leather, like a buggy. You have it?
Yeah.
A buggy?
Yeah, usually I give you a switch with the buggy.
Okay. Say if the lamp wasn't burning nowadays, you'd have to screw in a new...
You trim the wick, you know.
Or nowadays, you'd have to change
the bulb?
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb, you know.
And to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a clothes?
In a little basket outside. Or a tub, a little tub.
Mm-hmm. And if you were taking some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take at one time?
Well, it depends, about 6 or maybe 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
In a sack of grain, and you bring that to the mill. We don't have that anymore here, but we used to have our corn mill loop around here.
Did you ever hear people say, "I have to take a turn of corn"? Did you ever hear that?
Probably. What's that mean? A turn of corn?
Well, just mean, you know, a sack or something.
Yeah. Now you can buy it in the store, so
uh-huh.
In a sack.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, mm. You'd say you had a...
Brassed wood.
Or?
And brassed the bois.
What would you say in English?
Well, you carried an arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say you just had a...
And nearly you had half of the wood, half of the wagon, you know.
Do you ever hear of a jag of wood?
No.
And if a man had a load of wood on his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
He's tired, I guess. Or he's late on his con.
Or would you ever say that he's drawing wood or hauling wood or carting wood?
Yes. Then they had to go in the wood with some saw and cut.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the wood. Put the tree down, then saw it with a saw.
And then?
And put it in the wagon and come home. And finish cutting it again to the size of your fireplace.
When they put it in their wagon and they're coming home, what do you say they're doing?
Servir. They're coming back from the wood.
Well, would you say they're hauling the wood back?
Yeah.
Or they're drawing it back?
Ça fait haler du bois. Yeah.
What would that be in English?
Pulling wood. Hollywood.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, we tied a chain to it, and then we went it out of the road.
And a log?
Uh-huh. We tied a chain around it, and we...
pulled it.
Or another way of saying that.
Holly.
What about using the word drag? You'd say, we tied a chain to it, and then we...
train it.
Or
dragon in French is traîner.
What about in English? So you tie the chain to it.
Yeah, and drag it. Pull it.
And you'd say we have what many logs out of that road? In English you'd say we have.
We have to pull it out of the road.
Or using the word drag, we
yeah,
have.
Drag it out of the road.
And you'd say you have to tie a chain around it if you want to.
Yeah, because it's too long, you can't bring it otherwise.
If you want to let it out.
Yeah.